We want to welcome you to the services, as Chris has said, and we hope that the things that we do this evening will be something that first will be pleasing to God, but also will be something that is uplifting for each one of us. Our song service tonight is somewhat centered around our theme for this year about esteeming others better than ourselves, and part of that is the kind of heart that we have, one for God, one for one another. And so I'm going to read a couple of passages before we start. And you'll notice that the first song that one of the men will lead will be somewhat of an attitude, a disposition of heart, that kind of idea, and then a response or something associated with that. So I hope that it's going to be something that encourages and admonishes us all. Our first passage will be Philippians, the second chapter, verses 1 through 4. If therefore there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interest of others. 1 Peter 5, verses 5 through 7. You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders, and all of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you. Charles.
Our first song is number 107, The Supplement. Humble yourself. We will sing only verses 1 and 2. Number 45, I will sing the mercies of the Lord.
With my mind, my will,
143. I will wake the dawn with praises.
Number 573, How Long Has It Been? We'll sing both verses of this song.
How long since you prayed?
Number 568, God of Prayer.
Number 558, humble yourselves. Number 572, I will pray.
Thank you. Number 314, I need thee every hour. Number 540, I'll never forsake my Lord.
Oh.
634. Helping others, let this our motto be, help us to live for others that I may live like thee. Response to that, what we're going to do. 624. Each day I'll do a golden deed. Please be standing as we sing.
Yeah. Number 591. 591, the servant song. Looking in the book across the page, 590. We'll work till Jesus comes. I always think of this song as us marching together, arm in arm, knowing in 4-4 time, it's a typical march tempo, but this will be sung at a regular level until you hit the chorus, and then try to emphatically sing that with your heart and your emotions. We'll work till Jesus comes.
Will work till Jesus. We'll work till Jesus comes. It starts by self-sacrifice. Each and every one of us who's become a Christian, we've had to lay something down. Lay down our cares, our desires, our wants, our life for Jesus. Let's sing about that. Lord, I lay my life at your feet. In my life, Lord, be glorified. For the next two songs, I would invite you to stand as we sing these next two. What the Lord has done in me. In the third verse, we will raise the pitch slightly, and on the last Hosanna, we will hold it.
What?
Hosanna. Let's continue that thought.
Hosanna indeed. And very uplifting with the singing tonight. Hope it has been for you as well. In the book of John, chapter 6, if you want to turn there, I'll also read so you don't have to, if you don't wish to. But in John chapter 6, starting at verse 60, there's a pretty spectacular thing that happens here. A very hard thing was said by Christ in his teaching. He was telling the crowds that they needed to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood. And this caused many to turn and to doubt and to not understand what he was saying. They left his presence. It says here, when many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, "Do you not take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning those who did not believe, and who it was who would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father." After this, many of the disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." Peter could have said several things here. He could have said, "No, Lord, I'm out," as we would say today. I don't understand this. This is too hard. I'm going to go the way of them." But he didn't. He understood that there was no other way. If he was to have eternal life, he would have to look beyond the flesh and seek the Spirit. This opportunity that we have tonight is if you are seeking, not from this earth, but for the promise of salvation that lies beyond, at your home in heaven, where you can be with Christ and all the saints who have fallen before, We have that opportunity set up this evening because it is true. Jesus has the words of eternal life because he is life. And if you believe upon him and confess with your mouth and be baptized for the remission of your sins, you too can have that confidence. And you too can know that no matter what this world brings, to whom else will you go? There is none other than Jesus Christ. If we can baptize you this evening, please come forward now as we stand and sing the song.
Of pain and sorrow at the time.